It's Friday, and this is the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible, episode 450. I'm your host, Steve Webb. The Life Spring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read 1 Chronicles 7 from the Contemporary English Version. Are you ready? Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. Issachar was the father of four sons, Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron. Tola was the father of Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, who were all brave soldiers and family leaders in their clan. There were 22,600 people in Tola's family by the time David became king. Uzai was the father of Izrahiah and the grandfather of Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, who were also family leaders. Their families were so large that they had 36,000 soldiers in their clans. In fact, according to family records, the tribe of Issachar had a total of 87,000 warriors. Benjamin was the father of three sons, Bela, Beker, and Jediael. Bela was the father of Esbon, Uzai, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Iri. They were all brave soldiers and family leaders in their father's clan. The number of soldiers in their clan was 22,034. Beker was the father of Zemira, Joash, Eleazar, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alamoth. The official family records listed 20,200 soldiers in the families of this clan, as well as their family leaders. Jediael was the father of Bilhan and the grandfather of Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenaanah, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. They were family leaders in their clan, which had 17,200 soldiers prepared to fight in battle. Ir was the father of Shuppim and Huppim, who also belonged to this clan. Dan was the father of Hushim. Naphtali's mother was Bilhah, and he was the father of Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalem. Manasseh and his Syrian wife were the parents of Asriel and Maker, the father of Gilead. Maker found a wife for Huppim and one for Shuppim. Maker had a sister named Maacah. Zelophehad was also a descendant of Manasseh, and he had five daughters. Maker and his wife Maacah were the parents of Peresh and Shirish. Peresh was the father of Ulam and Rekem. Ulam was the father of Bedan. These were all descendants of Gilead, the son of Maker and the grandson of Manasseh. Gilead's sister Hamaliketh was the mother of Ishhod, Abiezer, and Mala. Shemaida, another descendant of Manasseh, was the father of Ahian, Shechem, Lichai, and Aniam. Ephraim was the father of Shuthelah and the ancestor of Bered, Tahath, Eliada, Tahath, Zabad, and Shuthelah. Ephraim had two other sons, Ezer and Eliad, but they were killed when they tried to steal livestock from the people who lived in the territory of Gath. Ephraim mourned for his sons a long time, and his relatives came to comfort him. Sometime later, his wife gave birth to another son, and Ephraim named him Beriah, because he was born during a time of misery. Ephraim's daughter was Sheerah. She built the towns of Lower Beth-horon, Upper Beth-horon, and Uzen-Sheerah. Ephraim also had a son named Repha, and his descendants included Resheph, Tela, Tahan, Ladan, Amiad, Elishama, Nun, and Joshua. The descendants of Ephraim took over the territory as far south as Bethel, as far east as Naaran, and as far west as Gezer. Their territory included all the villages around these towns, as well as Shechem, Ava, and the nearby villages. The descendants of Manasseh settled in the territory that included Beth-shan, Taanach, Megiddo, Dor, and the nearby villages. The descendants of Joseph lived in these towns and villages. Asher had four sons, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah, and one daughter, Seirah. Beriah was the father of Heber and Malkiel, the father of Birzeath. Heber was the father of three sons, Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and one daughter, Shua. Japhlet was the father of Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. Shomer was the father of Ahi, Roga, Hubba, and Aram. And Japhlet's brother Hotham was the father of Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. Zophah was the father of Sua, Harnifer, Shuel, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shilah, Ithran, and Bera. Jether was the father of Jephunneh, Pispah, and Era. Ullah was the father of Era, Haniel, and Raziah. These were the descendants of Asher, and they were all respected family leaders and brave soldiers. The tribe of Asher had a total of 26,000 soldiers. May God bless the reading of His Word. In this chapter, we read about the tribes of Issachar, Benjamin, Naphtali, Manasseh, Ephraim, and Asher. I'll just highlight what we learned about each one. Issachar was a large and hardworking and fruitful tribe who grew to have over 145,000 men in their midst fit for battle. From the tribe of Benjamin came Israel's first king, Saul. The descendants of Naphtali are not listed like the other tribes, maybe because the records were lost. The tribe of Manasseh had been taken into captivity, and that's why Manasseh had a Syrian wife. The tribe of Ephraim saw heartbreak early on when two of Ephraim's sons were killed when they tried to steal cattle from the people of Gath. We don't know much about what happened there, only that Ephraim mourned a long time for his fallen sons, and that he named the son born during that time of mourning, Beriah, because he was born during a time of misery. How would you like to be named after such a time in your family? And finally, the tribe of Asher. They were not large in number, but they produced 26,000 brave soldiers. Perhaps since they were small in comparison to the tribe of Issachar, these soldiers were like today's special forces. If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 450.lifespringmedia.com. And you can tweet me at @_SteveWeb_. My thanks to my friendly editor for his consistent support of the show. If you'd like to support the show in a value-for-value way, go to support.lifespringmedia.com for all the details. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.